Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
is We're Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're here today, as we always do every Monday at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and we're doing our thing and bringing it to you. Like Will Downing said, this is a fantasy, and we can make that happen right here on the show. So we got some guests here that can do that for you. We're going to give them a chance to talk here in just a second. But before we do that, we always got to do a little bit of admin first and let you know what's going on. As you know, Red Snapper has really been busy doing some things, and we got some new books coming out, of course, this summer, and a couple of anthologies and stuff, so we'll be talking about that later on, because it's not about me, it's about our guests. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to go ahead and see if we can get them on. Right now, we're going to start out with our guests. Our first one is Ms. T.L. James. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing just good, and you sound just as sexy as always.
Only for you, boo-boo.
Say what? What was that again?
Only for you, baby.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Virgos is like that. And we got Nika Michelle as well, and she's a sexy one, too. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, we are just having a good time. So, you know, we are definitely going to do that. We're going to give you both a chance to talk about your projects, because we know y'all got some stuff going on, especially Fee Inc. I know Fee Inc. is really doing it out there. So we're going to start with you first and kind of give everybody a chance to know who you are. I know they know who you are, but just go ahead and kind of tell them who you are and what you're doing right now.
Sure, not a problem. My name is author T.L. James. I am the author of the Empire Sagas, and it's M-P-I-R-E, so I forgot the E. And it's a kind of a sci-fi speculative fiction about four boys who just so happen to run the fate of the world. But with any family, you always have that family saga. And so they've been kind of running the world ragged, I can say. I'm also the CEO of Fee Inc., and that's P-H-E-I-N-K. And we have about six authors, about 19 titles. We're actually about to release our first anthology called Suspect, a confessional anthology, and that's going to be out in June. And so we're really, really excited about that. And one of the things that Fee Inc. loves to do, other than write and read, is party. And so we're about to celebrate our third annual Get Lit all-white affair in Houston.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yes. So and however lit down. You want to get, you can get lit.
I know that's right. Just don't get the white dirty, or is that all right?
Hey, it doesn't bother me, because at the end of the night, the lights go down. Does it really matter?
I know that's right. Well, you know, it's always good having you on the show, and I know you'll always be doing some great things over there at Fee Inc., and we always hear great things about the authors and the work that comes out of that camp, so we're just glad to have you here on the show, and you definitely have to talk about Suspects. So, I mean, this is, you know, it's different, and you know, you can do anthologies all any kind of way. A lot of times people think that most of the time when you see an anthology, it's sexual or something like that. So give us a little bit on Suspects. Is it freaky? Is it crazy? Because I know Fee Inc. is known for bringing out a lot of things that ain't normal. So what the fuck are y'all talking about over there?
Yes, okay, so so Suspect, it's called the confessional anthology. It ain't normal. And actually, it's based in Portsboro, New York, at Trinity Episcopal Church, which is fictitious, people. And you know how I am about mixing science fiction and the Bible and everything else. But God comes down for Christmas and kind of hang out at one of his favorite churches, which all of them are his favorite churches, just like all of the sinners are his favorite sinner. And he gets a taste of what's going on. And you get a taste of what's going on out of eight stories, and they are just out the box.
I bet, because y'all don't never stay in the box anyway over there, seeing. So why would this
be? We don't know what a box is.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, it's just how it is. And that's good that we have different types of things out there, different types of companies that do that kind of thing. So nobody has touched you yet that I can see, so. You know,
we're eccentric. The one kind of how it got started is when I was writing my books, I didn't fit in one particular genre. So I call it science fiction. Some people call it family saga. It's erotica in there. Whatever you think you want to read in that book, it's some uplifting pieces in there. It's just whatever it is. And so my whole point is we're a hybrid. We just bring it. That's our genre. If you can bring it, we can do it.
Well, that is your favorite quote anyway, bring it,
as I bring it. So,
yeah, that is it, you know. So, but let me go ahead and bring my co-host on. D.V. Hen, how you doing, brother?
What's happening, man? Sorry to be so late.
Well, you know, that's you, fashionably that way, so it's not a problem. Say hi to Theo James and Nika Michelle.
Of me. I thought he was scared to show up because I was on the call.
Oh, I don't think he's scared. Are you scared, brother?
He's scared.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like that. Okay. Well, Nika, how are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I see you blowing up out there. Tell us about your thing. You got this erotica thing going on out there. Tell us a little bit about you and what's going on with you.
Well, I have one coming up, but the one that I have out now is Forbidden Fruit. Some people call it urban fiction, which kind of gets a bad rep sometimes. And I kind of feel like I'm outside of the box, too. I don't really want to say I write a certain genre. I would like to say I may do a fusion of erotica. And I would say it's urban because of the setting. It's in a metropolitan city. It's in Atlanta. So, of course, it's urban, but it's not the same old story. You know, it's kind of a romance. And it has erotica, and it's a revenge story. It's a story about revenge, about paying someone back. So I don't want to give away too much, but the title is Forbidden Fruit. And my next project is entitled Black Butterfly. It's a little different than Forbidden Fruit. It's about three sisters. They're heiresses. Their father is a real estate mogul. He owns a line of hotels and suites, and they're spoiled little girls who have their issues with each other. And they are all different, night and day and in between. So it's a really interesting story. And that's erotica as well. And the name of that one is Black Butterfly. And it will be out May 29th. So I'm really looking forward to that. I have a book signing coming up in Jonesboro, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta. G Street Chronicles. They're opening a bookstore and cafe June 23rd, Saturday, 11 to 7. So it'll be some more authors in the building. They have performances. It'll really be a nice setup. Envy Red will be there. Joe Awesome. A few other authors that'll be there still, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Wow, that's a lot you just said there, girl. I ain't never heard you talk like that. God damn. Anyway, let me say this to you. I got one title that I want you to talk about that you're playing with right now, and it's called The Kitty Cat Lounge. What up with that?
See, the story behind The Kitty Cat Lounge, I've written a few short stories in about that same club setup that I talked about in there. So I used to, before I was published, I used to put a few short stories on New Africa, the website, you know, where you can just share your short stories. And they have a lot of erotica stories. And I don't know if you are familiar with author SK, who wrote the, she has Sin City series. She has a few books on Kindle that are really high erotica stories. And another author called The Black. A lot of us used to go on that website and just put out stories. So the story behind The Kitty Cat Lounge is just I played with that idea of maybe making that a novel. So I threw the short story out to see what kind of, you know, response I would get back, and maybe I'll spin that off into something. Maybe.
Well, I told you. Well, you got my comment when I came on and you asked me to read it, because it's kind of fits something that I've done. In some of my books, I had a secret society called The Guild, and it kind of spins off where people are actually looking for this guild for real. So we're trying to come up with this thing. We might have to make it real. You know what I'm saying? I'm a freak like that. So I don't give a fuck. We can do it. Anybody who's interested that wants to be part of that, we will definitely ask you, if you're listening here, that you definitely get with us. We'll set it up some kind of way where you won't get exposed, and we'll keep you quiet, silent. As long as you bring in the right kind of money, we will make sure you get the right kind of sexual experience. So that's what we look at. No, I'm just playing. But no, I mean, I'm seriously thinking about that. So I don't know.
I don't see why not.
Red,
I'm
going to jail.
I think there should be a kitty cat lounge out there for the women. Most
well, actually, you know, this kind of stuff actually This stuff is out there, whether you know it or not. It's out there.
I'm just a homebody, so I don't know about that stuff.
Well, we do need to kitty cat dogs for people at home. Yeah. But I'm gonna tell you right now, there's a lot of stuff out there, and you know, the guild is definitely real. It's just a matter of putting it in a place where if people can get into a clean environment where they won't feel like they're going to catch something. And, you know, of course you have to screen folks, and you would definitely have to make sure that they ain't going to get in trouble. So you want to get people that's got money, that's got something to lose in your organization so that it will stay quiet. You don't want Joe Blow on the street to just walk in and get some pussy or something, and he'll just go and tell everybody. We don't want that.
Exactly.
We want it to be somebody that's got something to lose, like a congressman or a judge or a lawyer, or, you know, somebody.
You can blackmail.
That's kind of scary because a congressman and a judge, they could get rid of you.
They could. That's the reason why you don't want to do them wrong.
They know people.
And see, those kind of people is like this. They don't want to get exposed, and you got this black book with all of them in there who they've been with, so they're going to make sure you don't get out there. You know what I'm saying? Unless you start threatening them and trying to get rid of them. I mean, it just depends, because they're freaky. You know, they got these things that they want to do, get strap-ons and all this kind of shit, you know. They want to get done.
Yes, they have their little history.
Yeah.
You know, I want to do my Batman sound, but I'm not going to do it yet. But anyway, I tell you, there's some freaks out there. There's some damn freaks. Okay, now we got my girl, Miss Creo. She's on. She said the ladies can be serviced and call it the Panther Palace. I like that. TL, of course, you doing two things here.
Hey,
you
want to
know where the motherfucker is.
I'm always about research.
I know that's right. So Miss Creo, you need to let us know where that's at so people can go there, because we don't care what, you know, unless it's certain folks that you want there. So. But, you know, anybody who's listening, if you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sex Radio. Go ahead, DV. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I've got friends that, you know, who are studs. You know, they go to, you know, they are official studs. You know, when people have these high-end swinger parties, they basically pay them to take care of women. You know, and that is essentially his job, because, you know, some of the things he tells me about, I'm like, yeah, that's not even real. You know, but it is. You know, so, I mean, they are out now. The truth of the matter is, you're not really supposed to be a single man at parties like these, but there are always high-end women who want to be taken care of. So, you know, they pick the stud that they want, and that's their responsibility for the night.
Okay.
So, I mean, it does exist. It is out there.
All right. Well, we got a couple of callers, and I hope I'm not scaring them away if I ask you if you have a question. So please don't hang up when I do this. If you don't have a question, just say you don't, or don't say a word, and I'll get off of you. But area code 678, do you have a question?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right. Who
it's
am I speaking
with?
Is that Gene?
Yes, it's Gene.
How are you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
We should have known you was going to be in the party. Welcome to the party.
If you talk about suspect, I'm going to be there.
I know,
you
that's
know
right.
She's
so
the number one
you
suspect.
Home. Okay, all right. Well, we're going to keep you on the line here. So,
okay.
We got one more. We got 810. Do you have a question?
Hello?
Hello? Error code 810?
Yes, this is me.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Who is this?
This is Toy Honey. I'm calling from Michigan.
Okay. So how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I was just calling in to listen to the show.
You sure you don't want to say nothing? Because, you know, we can get freaky with you. No, I'm just playing. That's all right. You're good.
That's
all right.
Nah,
it's like that. You know, I have to do that because it's okay. But we're going to let you listen. I'm not going to bother you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Sorry. So we got everybody that's right now on the line. So Gene, since you're here, sweetheart, tell us about you and what you got going on. I know you got suspect, but what else is going on with you?
Oh, well, of course, you know, we're going to have our little Get Lit party in Houston.
Oh, yeah, she was telling us about y'all going to be freaky as shit down there.
Yeah.
Man,
mm-hmm. June 9th. Look, we'll be there. Look,
you're going to be there. I'm going to have to come. When is that going to be? Because I'm going to have to come down to Texas.
June 9th. You know I already got you VIP. You need to come on.
Oh, really? Well, I need to come on down there because I need a break from Kansas City. I might have to do that.
Yeah, this
if
is
not,
I don't today. Know. Look, we all dressing in white. I don't know if you want to be there or not. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what that mean? Oh, damn. What the fuck is that? Now, Gene, what does that mean? I mean, I'm scared to ask. that mean?
See, we wearing our virginal clothes that day.
Oh, okay,
evening.
So you're saying I ain't a virgin, so I can't wear white? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, you can wear white. We're all perpetrating.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was like, where y'all coming from? I mean, you know. Okay, well, you know, we'll see what we can do about that. Man, I tell you.
You know we are undercover hoes. Don't even play that. But anyway.
That's right.
Come on now.
You ain't undercover.
Oh, some of us is out in the open, some of us is undercover, you know. I mean, it's just like that.
I am undercover.
Okay. All right.
I'm so Nika, undercover, you don't see me.
We don't
I'm
see you. Okay.
Let her believe
now,
it. Let her believe it.
Let me ask Nika a question real quick, because I don't want to keep her out of this, because I know she's the innocent one here. So, Nika. No, but she ain't too innocent. She's writing about all kinds of
the
shit.
The Kitty
anyway,
Cat Club.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So cool. You think you'd be interested in going to something like that?
It sounds interesting. I'm just the little sweet girl who writes erotica. I don't really. That's my my alter ego. Maybe.
Now, let me tell you something about that. Usually the people that are talking the shit you talking right now is usually the most freakiest motherfuckers that are out there. So, that's
yeah, they be killing me. They be killing me with this alter ego. That is just your other persona. There's no alter ego.
Okay.
There is an alter ego.
No, it's the person you want to be that you can't be.
And in the chat room, we got J-Way. She said that she's got her GPS ready to go. So whoever J-Way is, she's ready to move. Wherever
that's
the party.
That's me, Billy.
Oh, well, damn, I don't know. Y'all on the chat room and y'all out. God damn, okay.
Hey, no, I think a road trip.
Okay.
Hey, you know we all about the menage a trois. We got to be in a couple of places at a certain time.
Oh, damn. DV, how do you handle it being in Texas down there with TLG in the area, man? I mean, if she's in the area, you got to move out of the way, don't you? What do you do?
But see, I'm not in Texas. I'm in Georgia. I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
She is Atlanta.
You know how to where
she makes
hot.
It hot.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where it's always hot is always hot.
Mm-hmm. And I'm
not mistaken. Nika, aren't you in Georgia as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm in Decatur.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes, you know, she's not that far away. She's
so let me ask you, since you're the baby here, and I don't mean that in a negative, what do you plan on taking this erotica? Because, I mean, it only going to get freakier and freakier as you go. So how deep do you want to get with this? Because it's going to get deep. You thought about
that? It's already deep. You have to read
my stuff.
Yeah, I'm reading it. I already know it's
you
deep.
Know
what
she's
going to
take it? She's going to take it to every bookshelf that can handle it. That's where she's going to take it.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
That's the vision.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, do you like it?
I mean,
so let me ask you, what made you decide to... go ahead, Dee Dee. I'm sorry.
I was just throwing in there. You know, I say, you know, every bookshelf they can and even those that can. You know,
yeah.
There's always somebody willing to read something nasty. God
knows. So my question to you is, out of all the genres you could have picked, why did you pick erotica?
I picked erotica really, honestly, when I was a little girl, I read so much. I'm from a really small town in North Carolina, and I read the whole library out in the children's section when I was 12, so I moved on to the adult section very early. So that's probably why, and my mom would look at my books and know what I was reading and say, okay, where you're reading. You know, that's a good thing. You're reading, so whatever. You're a smart girl. I know you're responsible. So I learned about sex really, really early. Mama never lied about where babies came from. So sex to me has always been a natural thing. So erotica to me is not something to turn your nose up at or feel like it's nasty. It's not. Sex is fine. Everybody does it. But none of us would be here if it didn't exist. So let's stop pretending like it's dirty. Everybody wants to read about it. Everybody wants to do it, but nobody wants to admit it. I'm okay with being the interesting girl who writes it. But I just love erotica. It's very interesting.
But, you know, you're right. And my thing is you got the people that come to these book signings and stuff, and they try to act like they just don't read it. And they want to come behind after their friends is gone and try to get a copy of the book because they don't want
it's
nobody
like
to see them
like
buying
it. It's like a guilty pleasure.
You know, it's a taboo thing.
Yeah.
Right, it's taboo, especially the African-American community. You know, a lot of them, I want people to know they're freaking this. They want to keep it within the household, if you will. But my thing is fuck it, just be a freak. That's why I write this shit, because I like fucking. That's what, I mean, like you said, God made it. He created it. It's all in the Bible. So, I mean, it's all in the Christian fiction books for those who think you're getting over by reading those. It's still there. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know what... The only difference is it's just a cucumber and Pastor Grape or somebody that's doing the fucking. That's all.
But the only difference between that and Christian fiction is, as long as you say, "Oh, I forgive" in the last 100 words of the novel, and you save, it's the same thing.
It is. Yeah, I've even had some Christian fiction writers, authors, even tell me the same. Like, we had an author on here not too long ago, a famous, I ain't going to say famous, but we're all famous, but I mean, you know, an author that was on here that writes Christian fiction. And she was admitting, you know, at first she was like, her publicist had said, "You know what kind of stuff she writes?" I said, "Hell yeah, I know what she writes. I know who she is. I mean, she can come on with her sexy." And then she was like, "You sure you want me on here?" I said, "Yeah, why not?" So she came on, she started talking about the sexes in the book. I said, I know y'all be talking about sex. Y'all just be putting the pastor and the choir director and all them in there, but that's just titles that you're putting on the person that's actually having the sex. It's still people. So, I mean, you know, it's what it is, you know. So it gives people an easy, I guess it relieves their mind if they're in church and they read something like that. They can put that cross in the front or whatever. But hell, your books got crosses and shit on them too, don't they, Kia?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And we get down with the best of them.
I know that.
So,
right.
I'm going to ask the question, if you don't mind, because, you know, you called me out the last time.
That's right. Call me out, whatever.
Yeah, you called me out the last time. So I'm going to ask Miss Nikki. You didn't do any research for your book, did you, Nika? I'm sorry. You didn't do any research for your book.
Did I do research? For Forbidden Fruit, no, actually, it was a lot of experience and what was going on around me in that book, so I really probably didn't do much research. But
really?
As far as the next part, that took a lot of practice.
Okay. Thanks. Because, see, they called me out last time, you know, "Well, did you do any research?" And I'm like, "Well, did it read authentic?" So I'm just
asking. Yeah, life is all the research.
No, we were talking about your sex thing. That's what we were talking about. We were talking about, did you read the Bible? No, nothing like that. You know, it was pretty much the perfect nature
of your
man-on-man love.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Look, we can talk about that because that shit was coming in the next segment, but fuck it, we can go on start now. Okay, with the goddamn penetrating men with the fuck strap ons. Okay. All right.
Okay.
You want to talk
about
it?
You'll notice I get real quiet now.
I'm going to go ahead and let you lead that
down
for there,
buddy. I know.
You can go ahead and lead it.
Oh, DV.
So,
you know,
so
you
Nika,
liked it the last time we did it.
So, Nika, the question that she was asking you, and you got it. You kind of answered it. But I'm going to say it my way. How much sex was that? How much was you in the book? Or how much did you experience to put in the book?
How much sexual experiences in the book?
Yeah, how much did you
I won't sit here and pretend like I'm that innocent. I wrote Forbidden Fruit when I was 21. So I hadn't experienced that much at the time I wrote that book. But I've always listened and asked questions, and I like to read erotica. So I was never a prude who didn't want to talk about it.
So
I'll just get off
my
girl.
Let me ask you this. How much do you want to do that you wrote in your book?
I've probably done those things by now. I'm 32.
Right, let me tell you something. This is Word Sexy Radio, okay? It's all right to admit, because we all.
That's why I said
this. Like,
I'm older now, so I've experienced things since I've written that book that I can feel booked up with now. But at first, when I wrote that book with my sexual experience, I was in college, and I had always been in a relationship. So I always. Mm-hmm. News,
so you was at
you know,
the frat house watching motherfuckers fucking shit, so you just wrote the shit down when you watched the film and shit, right?
Yeah.
You know I had to put that in there somewhere. Anyway, all right, go ahead, answer the question, baby. I'm sorry.
You're funny.
He's like,
but
what
yeah,
do I do
after,
now?
After 11 years, I would say a lot of it is probably personal. And, of course, everybody can tap into their personal sex life and write an erotica scene. I mean, who can't? All adults I have.
I don't know. It's some people that don't know how to transfer that shit on paper, though.
Yeah, some people don't know how to articulate it, but Yeah. You have to have a gift or what. You can't be afraid to say certain words. Like, you can't be afraid to say pussy or dick. Well, if you want to write it, you have to be able to say it. Like, people are afraid to say certain words.
Right. Well, I'm going to say this.
Not you, though. Not your rest.
No, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. I mean, everything that I've written sexually in my books, I have not experienced, but most of it I have. Or I have talked to someone, or I have watched it. I'll say 75-78%. Because, and I'm not saying this because of the gay shit. I don't have them against people who are gay or anything. But the only reason why I put those scenes in my books is because I want to be equal with the sex that's distributed in the book. I don't want to be known as a chauvinist by just putting male, female, 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 male, or whatever. You know what? You want to have everybody a variety, and you want all your readers to be able to get something out of the book. So, yes, I put some homosexual scenes in there. But that doesn't mean I experienced them. That's just like Stephen King. You know, he writes about killing and shit. Does that motherfucker kill everybody that he fucking wrote about? You know, so
I don't know.
Same,
you got to ask Gene about the killing stuff. You got to ask.
Okay, yes. Gene is in the murdering scene, so Gene, talk to us, baby. Don't answer that. Don't answer that. Don't know who's listening. All right.
You talking about, Ray? You'd have had a man's callous hands rub you down a few times.
I ain't had no man.
I'm lying.
No, I don't have to lie. One thing I would not do is lie on my dick. If I did something, I'm man enough to say I've done it.
Right.
You know, if I didn't, then I didn't. I'm at the age right now, and I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed to say how old I am. I'm 50 years old, and I've experienced a lot of things, especially when I was in the military for 23 years. I've seen a lot of shit, especially in Amsterdam and all these places where they freaks like a motherfucker. So, no, I have not experienced the male-on-male thing, do not desire it, but... For those who like it, that's them. They can do their shit. That's fine. But
okay,
you know,
I have one thing to say about the callous hands. Only straight men have callous hands.
That's not true. I know there's a lot of dudes out there.
Oh, you? I just want to hear you say that.
Also, another man.
So how do you know, DV? I mean, have you had those hands on you?
You're making me nervous.
No, because you know what? I don't believe in stereotypes. I believe there's gay dudes out there with callous hands, just like I believe straight dudes who get manicures and pedicures. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It just is what
mm-hmm.
it is.
See how he tapped
mm-hmm.
around that? See how he tapped around
mm-hmm.
that?
Someone
tapped. Keep dancing, Savon. Keep tapping.
Yeah. He's going to say, I've been with a man, but you can't say he's been with one. Okay. Well, I haven't.
No.
I'm serious. I mean, I'm that kind of guy, because I'm good with my sexuality, so I don't have an issue with saying what I do. And my thing is...
No, DV,
I
can tell you what kind of man DV likes. DV likes
okay.
that nice little man that's about 5'4", who wear, like, tall heels and a strap-on. But she
okay,
got boobs.
Sound like crap.
And you heard
shit,
me say she...
she better have a big boogie.
She
better
got
have a big
boobs.
Boogie.
Yeah, and she can strap it off because, you know, it's the one that's like $49.99 with the little harness. That's the kind of dude he with.
Okay.
The scary thing
so
is
it's really a
right.
woman, but she's strapped
Damn
on. Right. Okay, so because you know she's not a transvestite or anything, and I have a book out that has a transvestite story called Astrocontest, for those who don't know. So that's you, huh? You into that kind of shit, huh, Stevie? Finally, it comes out. On World Sexy Radio.
My philosophy is this. There's only one dick guest starring in any roles in any play that I'm in, and that's me. You know what I'm saying? No other guest stars necessary.
So you ain't going to have another dude, and you and a girl and another dude, y'all don't do that shit? You don't do that?
Nah, no.
No two
no,
dudes,
you
and your boy and shit, y'all fucking
I
one
mean,
girl.
Don't
y'all
wrong.
Don't do that.
You know, I've done it before. You know what I'm saying? You know, we call it the
Well, you just lied then.
But
because you said nobody
no,
starred in the show
but
you. Only dick is yours.
But see,
did he not say
this
that?
This is my thing. No.
Let him speak. What had happened
that,
was?
What had happened? No, this is the thing. When I was a kid, anything went. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And there were women who wanted to do things like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
but now that I'm older, it's just like, yeah, I don't want to do that. You know,
what are you talking about, older dude?
We're talking about you and another dude and a female, and y'all
right.
both fucking the shit out of her, okay? You've never done that. Let's just say yes or no, man.
No, I said I've done it before, but I said
okay,
I
okay, all right,
I'm
then that's
back.
It then. You ain't going back.
Yeah.
Why you didn't like? You didn't like seeing his balls and shit?
No, it wasn't like that, but, like, as you mature, you know.
He had callous hands.
Yeah, you get,
that's why he brought it up. I mean, he was having a flashback.
No, human sexuality has a growth curve, and that's what it is. That's all it is, a growth curve. There are certain things that you liked as a kid that you don't like as an adult.
I guess I ain't messing with you, though, brother. But it's okay. It's all right, man.
Like
but
me.
It doesn't matter. Well, I'm going to tell you what the chat room is saying. The chat room is saying that you're afraid to cross swords. That's what it is. That's what the chat room is saying. You're afraid to cross swords. You're scared your dick and niggas are going to cross together.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this, man. When I was a kid, it was no big deal. Just as long as he ain't nothing. Like, oh, I hit you on the leg. Now we fight.
DV, when you talk about when you were a kid, when was this? Like 2 years ago? Because you only like, what, 29?
Okay. I will take that. When I was in my early 20s, pretty much anything went. You know, at that time,
like yesterday.
I was dancing. At that time, I was dancing. So if we met a woman who was like, look, you know, I want two dudes tonight, you know, we went ahead and took care of that. But like I said, as you get older, your appetites change. You don't want the same thing that you wanted when you were.
You got tired of. Okay, I got you. We'll leave it alone.
So you stopped dancing last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you say dancing, are you talking about you as a stripper?
Yes.
He was an exotic dancer.
Exotic.
Why you didn't tell us about that before?
Women strip. Women strip. Men dance.
No. Not all women strip, because I didn't strip. I already was half naked when I got on the stage.
See?
Boy, everybody got quiet.
Let me tell you something, Nika. If you didn't know, you on the show with some motherfucking freaks, okay?
That's what's here.
So,
I'm on Facebook. I'm sorry. I'm listening.
No, you all right? But are you listening to these people? They talking about the old days when they was stripping and all that
exotic
shit.
Exotic dancer.
Mm-hmm. And exotic dancing and all.
I didn't strip. I already had no clothes.
But
I just went out and
danced. I already have naked.
But Nika,
I was already
and TL, both of y'all both look good enough to that. I would have definitely thrown dollars at y'all more. So, yeah, I would have definitely rained on y'all.
I appreciate that.
So, it's not a problem. Yeah, we would have. And I still go to fucking strip clubs. I don't give a fuck. I go.
I can't do all that right now. Man, it's worthless going
to strip clubs here in Texas, in Houston, really. Man, they make them wear pasties. They can't get naked. It's just like, it's a waste of money.
You're not going to the right ones.
They did that up here, too, but you got to go to the ones that's after hours. That's illegal.
Yeah.
That's the ones you got to go to.
And those are the ones that you can get
some sex and all of that. Get all that.
No, you can't go to the one in Harris County.
Yeah, in Harris County, it is illegal. You get caught doing that, they shut you down. They're already trying to shut you down.
Of course.
No.
I mean, anywhere is illegal like that. They're going to get you, you know.
DV, you need to go where there's like 4 or 5 DPS cars out, and they parked in the back. Those are the ones you want to go to.
I need to find them first.
I took me up afterwards. I'll show you what.
I bet there are plenty in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I guarantee
Gene.
It.
Yes.
Being quiet. Why is Gene being quiet?
Sir, I'm not saying nothing. I plead the fifth.
All right, Gene is clean. She's not saying a word.
Yeah,
okay.
Gene is one of those people who, when we were talking about the congressman and all of that stuff and how you might need to get rid of him, you call Gene, and she makes you some chili. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, she'll make you some chili, you know. And
I believe it.
She'll have a romantic night at a
chili.
Picnic. What?
If I catch a finger in my chili, we fight. We fight.
You ain't gonna even know. By the time you find out, wait a minute.
The way she writes about murder and all that stuff in her books, man, I don't know. I mean, you ain't gonna know.
You're gonna be fucked up
by the time you find out. It's gonna be too late.
I thought we were just talking about that. We are not the people that we write about.
To a point, we are not. But to a point, we are. I'm not saying I want a transvestite or nothing like that, but I did write a whole novel about one.
Okay.
What's the name of it, Red? What's the name of it?
It's called Acts of Congress.
Oh,
Acts
yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
I
Acts of Congress. Yeah, it's out there about these three congressmen who get caught up
Are you sure that was fiction?
No, sir.
It was fiction. It might not have been. I don't know. Shit. They got caught up like a motherfucker. Anyway.
Yeah.
I tell you, but it's out there. And see, I like to write those bizarre different things. I mean, I like erotica, but I like to make the story so deep that it's got to be so good that if you took the sex out, there's still a story. But the sex is supposed to be like icing on the cake when you write. That's what it's supposed to be about. So when you write those kind of things, that's what I try to do when I do it. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's very important. You know, you don't want to write porn.
Right.
Well, you know, my shit's real deep, though. I mean, it's almost porn, but porn is just straight up sex. I mean, all it is no story.
That's why I say you don't want to write porn. You don't want a book full of sex scenes. You do want to plot. Like you said, if you take the sex out, you still have a good story. Because I'm thinking about taking the sex out of some of my stories and just putting them out clean, too, because I have family members who can't get through my books. It's kind of awful. Like, they don't read my stuff because my mom's like, I can't read it. I can't read it. And my dad is like, I can't read it. I'm like, come
on.
Your
dad, like,
your daddy read your stuff?
My dad bought my book, my first book, and he said he read, like, the first three chapters and he couldn't read anymore because I wrote it. But he said if I hadn't written it, he wanted to read it so bad, but I'm his baby.
But he knew that was his daughter. That was his baby. That's why. So you can't change your whole book just because of that. Come on.
Mm-mm. Don't change your book for that.
Don't do that. I agree with her. Let me tell you.
There's a market out there that you can take all of the X-rated stuff out of your book and market it just as what it is. It's still the same story, except it doesn't have the sex.
I mean, I can still put sex in there, but not so explicit.
Maybe not as graphic, more like a romance rather than an erotic. Because you know what? Let's be honest. There are a lot of books out there right now that are nothing. They claim they're not erotic, but then they'll throw in this three-page sex scene, and it's like, oh, I don't write erotica. I write some other genre B. You know, and the truth of the matter is everybody doing it. You can't read a book now without some two- or three-page sex scene in it, and they swear it's not erotica.
If you wish to do that, that's your business. But my thing is either you read what I wrote, or don't fucking read it. Read some other shit.
Yeah, like it is what it is.
I think you open the market.
Right.
It is what it is.
You open the market if you write a PG version.
It's nothing wrong with it. If you want to write something like that, I see nothing wrong with it. I'm not going against what you're saying. I'm just saying that I'm not going to go through the trouble to rewrite books and make them soft. You know, I mean, I might write
how appropriate
and be that way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want to do that shit. But that's me, though. I mean, if she wants to do that, that's great.
But it definitely could tap into another market and get readers that I otherwise wouldn't get.
I mean, I see the positive side of that. I understand that. I get what you're saying.
But I don't want to water myself down because I am an erotica. And I'm an erotica writer.
That's what you're doing, though. So it's like contradictory. You are watering it down. Well, what are you going to do, take the words out? So say fuck and say, instead of saying dick, you're going to say sex or... Just change the words to a flower or something.
Good.
Be like a Harlequin romance or some shit. I mean,
I hate Harlequin romances. I hate it, though.
Well, I mean, you got people that still like that kind of shit out there. You going to write for them, too? I mean, it just depends what you want to do with it. So, but I'm not down it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not down to what you're saying. If you want to do that to get more money in your pocket and you feel like you
want
to do that,
I kind of want my family members to read my books. That's what I really want. Like, the people I love, I want them to be able to read my books. And they won't, nobody will read them. Like, my sister, you know, younger family members will, but mom and dad and uncle.
Do you need their approval or what is it?
No. No, it's not the approval because I don't care about that. I just want them to be able to.
You just want them to read it.
Enjoy it.
Well, you know, they may do that when they get older. It's just right now. I mean, how much sex is really in your book? If you had a percentage,
I'm already 32. So when would they?
No, I'm talking about what is the percent of sex you have in your novel, average?
I would say, probably 45%. Maybe.
Okay, so you got that much sex going on, and nobody wants to lie to you because. Damn. Okay. Well, that sounds like my shit almost 80%.
The second one, I would say Black Butterfly is probably 25. It's not as erotic as Forbidden Fruit. No.
Okay.
The second book is not. As
well, I mean, if it's nothing wrong if you want to. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't do that. If you want to do it, then do it. But me personally, unless the book was meant to be soft, I ain't writing it soft.
Well, no, it wasn't meant to be.
If I want to write a kitty book, it's going to be hard because it be to write a kitty book and make it soft, even though they're in high school and shit. Because, you know, they talk all that old shit, too, in high school. I know I did when I was in high school.
It's not a kitty book.
So what's the difference? It's just that
you're simply expanding your audience.
And see, the thing is, you know, if you're writing for a publisher that you're not in control of, like I happen to be in control of my own destiny as far as that goes, I can publish what the fuck I want. But see, you know, there are some publishers that won't let you do that because if your kid is 18 or not 18 years old and you got sex in there, they don't want to get caught with the, you know, underage sex or statutory rape or anything like that. So I can understand what you're saying. If you want to do that, that's fine. I mean, if you want to write a book and you want to water it down a little bit, just a little bit so that people can feel good about reading it so that they can get the gist of your story, I understand that.
Yeah, that's exactly. You see,
Red Snapper ain't doing that shit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Red. I mean, my dad was really happy about it, but then part of what he kind of told me later was, you are my little girl. So anything that you would have written, I'm going to have a problem with if it's not how to change oil. You know, if it's anything sexual, he was going to have a problem with it. So that's why it's like, okay, I understand. So he read the first two chapters, which is like, thank God you didn't get to chapter 3 because then you would have been like, mm-mm. And before he did that, which scared me, he went and told all of the people at church that I wrote a book.
And it had a biblical base to it because you was talking about the apocalypse and
and
Revelation and all
the
that.
Yeah, the four horsemen and this and that. It's like,
shit.
I'm like, Daddy, I don't need you help me marketing my book.
Right.
I can go to hell on my own. I don't need you helping me go to hell.
But I don't see how you're going to hell by writing that thing because that is true.
Because I wrote it four times.
Look. And we're going to talk about how you wrote it and your method of writing. We're going to get into that, too, because T.L. has a way that I think you're still doing it this way.
Oh,
T.L. has a certain way that she writes her books that's just crazy as fuck, but
pretty
much. Way of doing it. She writes her books using Excel.
Yes.
Really? Look, everybody
explain
get
that
quiet.
One. Yeah, they're like, how the hell she write a book using Excel? Well, tell them, T.L.
There are some nerdy freaks out in the world, and I'm one of them. But basically what I do is when I write my books in Excel, it helps me write erratically and not necessarily in order, but at the same time, because it's in Excel and I can move the cells and stuff around, all of my organization is perfect.
It makes perfect sense to me to do that. It really does.
Yeah,
I won't do it.
You know,
but it does make sense
because
you're chronological, you can put it in chronological. It's like putting pieces together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and if you are like any writer that I know, all of a sudden you're riding down the road and a character will pop up and be talking to you and all of this stuff and you kind of be able to jot that down, you don't know where to put that at the time, but you need to jot that down.
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of how I write. I know it sounds nerdy.
I think it's unique and it's actually it's brilliant. And I'm not just saying it because it's you, but actually it's a good idea because I mean, just being able to put stuff in different places and then paste it back where you want it, I mean, it just makes sense to me.
Yeah,
they
and
have
the
programs
only thing
that actually do that. That actually does it. They have a program out there called Writer's, what's it called? Writer's Dream, and it does the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm. Basically more expensive. Yeah. At least in Excel, you can do that, and then the next thing, you can write out how many bills and stuff you paid in the next thing, you know, all of those.
Right.
But the only the only thing that stays stagnant is my timeline. So even if I wanted to write a flashback, if I put it in order, then I could change that flashback and make the flashback be like, okay, this makes sense because at least I wrote it in order.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm a nerd.
Well, you know,
I'm a big
nerd.
Now you notice how quiet I got, right?
Yeah, okay.
Gene,
so why'd you get quiet, Dean?
Because I just think he's OCD, that's all.
Gene, while we got you right now, let's let the listeners know, tell them who you are so they know who Gene is and what Gene has written and what Gene is doing. Can you do that real quick?
Oh, sure. Look, this is Jean Holloway.
Hey, GOP.
I'm author of the Deck of Cards series. Deck of Cards is like a risque romantic thriller with the first black female homicide detective in a fictitious New York town. And seems like her specialty is sexual predators. So I get down
she
and
still
dirty,
get
too.
Mm-hmm.
But I get down and dirty, too.
And let me say this. Jean likes to write stories about people having sex with dead motherfuckers and shit.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. It does. I can't argue.
You know, that is her thing. You know, necromancing or that's taking parts. No,
that's only one book.
I mean, you know, but I mean,
no,
but that's what
she
likes to
do.
She
come out the box with
them.
It's yeah, and she ups the ante. So it's not always if they all dead or half dead or if they rich.
Or they
the
might
poor.
Be dying. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden,
yeah.
Look, if they get on my villain's nerves, usually they are, but I'm just...
Nothing wrong with that.
Look, I'm just a sweet little old grandma
whatever.
Having a good time. And
I can see
right
now
we
grandma
just finished...
fucked them up.
So right now we're finishing up on Suspect, which is our first anthology, which my story is about reincarnation and revenge.
Wow.
So it's a little
different. How much history is involved in that with the reincarnation? How many, is there centuries?
Wait a minute, there is a true story that has a thread in and out of mine. So you can Google it.
Okay. So is there like a 10-year, 20-year, 30, 40-year span between?
Yeah, about a 20-year span.
Okay.
So it's a little over 20 years, but.
DV. Can you co-sign that she's a sweet little grandma?
He knows I am. Don't play.
No,
DV.
I can't, because I know Jean.
Wait, I got to ask one question before I answer that.
What?
I got to ask one question.
Okay.
Does she have any more water in her hand right now?
What? What does she have in her hand right now? Are you drinking, Jean?
No. Look, I've got, what am I drinking? I'm Fuji apple pear water.
Oh, sorry, you got no alcohol in it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I'll say that for when I see you next.
Well, let me ask you, before y'all get on DV's ass again, let me ask this question. are y'all coming to Fall in the Literary this year, or are y'all going to let that go this year?
No, we coming. And you need to have a Get Lit party then.
I can do that.
Okay.
It's going to be in St. Louis. So I'm going to have to do something. We're going to have to do some kind of a party. You're right. Definitely. I don't know who all. I've seen the list of authors who are coming, but I don't know right now who she's got coming to that. But I know I'm going to be there, so.
Okay.
And I want to have some damn fun, so. Yeah, I'm going to start doing some traveling this year and doing some stuff. Cause I gotta
the second half of the year is going to be a little busy. In Atlanta. I'm having an event at the Green Room, and you may have heard about it because it's Terry J. Vaughn, you know, LaVita Alizé Jenkins.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
it's her little place. She has an actor's lounge. And
really?
What we're trying to work out is having some of her.
I
want to
see Terry J. Vaughn. Shit.
Huh?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I want to see her.
Look at you. You done went all sidetracked.
I'll just come to see her ass. Anyway.
And so what we're trying to do is we're going to have her acting class actually act out scenes from our book, me and four other authors. So this should be
that's scary.
Yeah, we're talking about live streaming and everything.
What scenes have you picked, I wonder?
No. But no.
She's killing folk.
I picked nice little scenes. No killing folk. First meetings and confessions. I'm into confessions. So.
All right. Okay.
She killing folk.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, the only part where she's not killing anybody is the credits, the publisher's page, and her bio.
Oh, come on.
The credits is okay. No, not the credits. Anyway, all right. Let me see. We got a caller. Now, don't hang up. I have to say this because sometimes when I get callers, they may not want to say anything, but don't hang up if I click you and you don't want to say anything, just say you don't want to say anything or don't say anything at all. So out of area code 702, you have a question?
No, actually, I'm just calling in to support TL and Jean Holloway. This is Imani, Mr. Snapper, so I'm just calling in to support my fellow authors.
I know that's right. So we're glad that you were able to call in and say hello.
Yes, and Imani is actually part of the Suspect Anthology also. Hi, honey.
Oh.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
Okay.
So, how are you? So since you're on here now and they put you out like that, you're going to have to answer a question before I let you go. How deep did you get in your story?
Well, I actually had to tone it down from my usual erotica content, but Gene and TL gave me a really good opportunity to kind of expand my writing skill and do something totally different from what I've written. So, I mean, it was a challenge,
really?
But yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
So when you coming on Word Sexy so we can talk shit to you?
Oh, Lord.
Hey, it's just a question, goddamn. You want to come back on the show so we can talk to you?
You know what, Red? I'll come back on the show anytime you invite me, brother. We always have a good time. So.
I know that's right, and I'm gonna do that. But I'm gonna get off of you now because I know you're not feeling it right now. But it's all good though. We're glad that you came on and supporting your fellow authors, and it's always a pleasure to have you on. Okay.
Okay. Thank you much, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you.
You got it.
All right. You know, I don't try to piss people off. I don't think she was mad, but still, you know, I just don't like to, you know. She always, you know, sound good when she come on. Anyway, all right.
She sounds good when she come on.
Didn't she have a sexy voice to you? You don't think so?
She's part of the Fiend crew.
I figured that's what I'm trying to say.
That's how we roll.
I know. So, I had to do that because I know how y'all are. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to put in an intermission. I'm going to put an intermission song in real quick, and then we're going to come back and talk a bunch of, issues. I mean, last week we kind of talked about, the Steve Harvey stuff with the book and all that. And then there's a woman who wrote one as well. She's an NFL ex-wife, and she wrote the book called Why Do I Have to Think Like a Man, which I have, and I haven't finished reading yet. But, you know, we was kind of going into that because everybody was making a big deal. And the movie made some money. You know, I'm not going against what Steve Harvey did and all that, but how much of that stuff in there is actually truth and how much can be changed around, so we'll kind of get into that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play us in a little intermission song here and come right back to it, okay? So here we go.
Suspect too. You gonna be next?
I wanna be in it. Come on now.
You're going to be in it. You be ready.
Because
actually the next one, once this one comes out, then we're going to start up for next year, and we're going to be asking for writers in October. So,
I definitely want to get in it because I'm in something with Omar Tyree and Sheila Goss and all of them now that's coming up. That's coming out this fall. I just finished with Omega Keys with another anthology. I guess it's a year of anthologies for me as well because I just did three stories for that anthology. They needed a male. They had two women, and they wanted a male side of it, so they asked Red Snapper to do his piece, so I did. And that book should be coming out pretty soon. It's called Erotic Moments. And it's, you know, it's pretty good what I've seen so far. And, of course, it's with a different publishing company. So, I mean, you know, it's okay to do stuff like that. You can collab with people and do things. It's, you know, it's just I don't mind doing that because I just want to write. You know, I'm a writer, so it don't have to always be just my company or whatever. I'm not that kind of person to feel like I'm the only one who's making money. I mean, we all can make money. Why can't we do it together?
Yeah,
you know
it's great.
So,
well, this time
please,
what we did
please,
was we
TL,
had
I want, I want to. I'm begging you on the radio. You call me so I can write in this anthology with you.
You'll be on it.
Y'all know I'm begging nobody, on, especially on my damn show. But no.
You'll be on it because basically what we did this time is we asked for people who are out of the box. I mean, this is how we write, and if we write something different, this is the opportunity. And that's when Armani came on, and she's like, yes. They told me that I had to completely write out the box. This is the opportunity. And so we've had some people. A couple of them are new authors. I think three of them are new authors.
And that's
good. But for them to be new authors,
they do that.
You can't tell. You could not tell that they were new authors. So, but
I don't
write
out the box.
Yeah. So we got you. You know we ready for you. You know we ready for you.
Okay. Well, I definitely would love to be part of something that y'all do because Fee Inc. is just, it's just like that out there. So, you know, we want to definitely be part of it. And we may have another caller here. Area code 252, you have a question? State your name, where you're calling from. Or are you just listening? Okay, don't hang up if you're just listening. Because I, you know, sometimes I scare people away when I ask them, you know. So let me ask one more time. Area code 252. Do you have a question, or are you only just listening? Okay, I guess they're just listening. All right. Okay, so that sounds good though. Because like I said, I like writing. I like to try to get myself out there as much as possible, you know, in a clean way, not just throwing anything out there. And you know, we want to do it right. And that's definitely what I want to do because, you know, I'm trying to get this Peculiar Ones thing is still going. You know, all of that, I'm working on some pieces for that to perfect that and make that better and get it out there as well, the series, which I've learned a lot from you guys. Thank you so much for the experience you gave me with that, too. And, you know, it's just, I just like to write. I mean, I love it, you know, erotica, whatever, you know, paranormal, whatever. I just love doing it. And I'm just trying to take these genres that are already out there, if I'm writing in it, and making it, putting more into it than what's there. You know, if they expect it to be erotica, it can be just like everybody else's, but I don't want to be like everybody. I want to put something in there different. That's why I like what y'all do over what y'all do in y'all shop, because, you know, you take it to another level, and that's what you have to do to get the edge over the other stuff that's out there. Not that you're trying to be competing, well, you are, but you know what I'm saying. You want to have something that's unique than what's normally out there.
Yeah, that's, you kind of want to have that niche market. I guess the reason what made us unique is, like with me and with Gene and with some of the others, we don't write to one genre. So it depends on who's reading the book. They will actually depict what the genre is. Yeah, I might say it's science fiction because I don't want anybody to think it's Christian fiction because of the Four Horsemen. So it's more science to me than, you know, the Christian piece of it. But it's when people love to write, you can't really put them in a box. It's just, I want to write a story. And our lives are not just one particular genre. You know, you don't necessarily live urban. You might live, you know, suburban. You might have a science fiction aspect. You might have a dab or erotica, but you don't live in it. And so it's like, when you really write and that's your passion, there's not one genre that you write in unless you're a nonfiction author and you're doing how-to books.
Right. Yeah.
So that's kind of how I got out of, you know, okay. No,
you know, and
I'm not.
We had some guys on this show once that was trying to do a how-to book. And what was funny about this book, it was a couple of brothers who wrote this book, and they was trying to tell sisters that they need to get their shit together, because the reason why brothers don't want to be with them and give it to these white women or whatever is because of the attitudes and all that. So they wrote this book, and they put brothers with white women and all this on the front and everything, and they was trying to say that that's not what they was trying to do, and it was just crazy. You know, how can you write a self-help book like that?
Well, I mean, I can kind of see how you get frustrated, because, I mean, women get frustrated with men. I remember when, because I do not condone the Steve Harvey book. I wouldn't even buy a bootleg copy of the book. So that's just me.
I know, that's right. I don't know, but you know, it's what it is.
It is what it is. However,
it is
whoever did the casting for the movie, it was amazing, because it's like,
right.
I got to go see this. Kevin Hart, Michael Ealy. Michael Ealy is my Mallory that
right.
I wrote about before. This man was really just like who blew up. So
right.
I had to go see it. And you can kind of see the frustrations and all of that. But one of the things that happened when we were in the movie, unfortunately, we went to go see the first show, and it's all women, all races.
Right.
It, you know, it doesn't matter. And there was the interracial couple that popped up with Gabrielle Union and the other guy. And this black lady said, yeah, lady, that's what black women, that's what we need to do. We just need to look outside our race to find somebody who loves us. And this white lady said, you can have them because they just as fucked up as the black ones that we get.
Oh, I know that's right.
Funny. I was like, oh, damn. So she's
yeah.
like, we'll switch. I'll take yours if you take mine. You know, there you go. So there are frustrations, but I think part of the frustrations are women, and this is me speaking my opinion, not all women, but we fantasize about things, you know.
Right.
No, we might not be in love particularly with that person, but when we're with a person, we're fantasizing about the whole picture, not just with that particular person. And
right.
we force our fantasies on certain men, and they're not ready because, you know, they still out trying to do what they want to do when they want to do it. And I honestly think that men, fine women are like, yeah, I want to be with her because I know that she can complete me. She can knock me out the box. If we got together, she would be the one for me. She would be perfect, but I'm not ready for her right now. And
right.
women don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear them saying, I'm not ready for her right now, because that's just a rejection. All we hear is, I don't want to be. They don't hear right now or whatever, I don't want to be. And so
right.
we don't hear that. I didn't hear it, because all I heard was, you don't want to be. Oh, you don't want to be me? Deuces. You know, it's
right.
like, let's go to the next one, because I don't have time for
right.
you.
But right.
I think that's what the problem is. And, you know, we are forcing them. And you can't force a man to do anything. But at the same time, when women get to a certain point, now that men are ready, they want to settle mm-hmm. down. And I'm sorry, I'm going to make some comments that might hurt men. They want to settle down.
Just
now
say
that they're
say what the damn truth
yeah.
is. You know, just say it.
Now
yeah.
that their cholesterol is up, and now that they might be suspected, you know, of a stroke, I don't want to be with a man like that. You should have been with me when I was young and I can hang from the chandelier and you could pick me up from the chandelier. You can't do that now. Now you want
right.
to settle down, and it's like, no, I don't want that. Because,
right.
shoot, I've been hanging out with men 10 years younger than me. I don't need you. It's like, you know,
I'm
chilling.
I understand. Yeah.
So
that's
kind of the problem, the dichotomy that we have.
Well, you
men
know,
who
I think
do
the
make...
problem is, go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead, finish your statement.
No,
I'll
no, no. No, go ahead. But that's just part of the problem. It's just
men get to a point where they're in their life, and it happens to all of us. And men that are listening, if you listen to the show, just realize this shit. Everybody wants a dog Viagra and Cialis and all this shit. Just remember, at the age of 40 and on, your shit starts to go testosterone, starts to go down, so you're going to start getting these problems and shit.
Thank you.
But, you know, especially when you're out here – and you got high blood pressure and all that, that just adds to it. You're taking those pills, it brings your shit down. So if you're not taking something to help with that, you're not going to be able to satisfy people that need satisfaction.
Yeah.
So, you know, first thing, you got to come to your mind and stop laughing and talking about people who do take the shit and start doing it for yourself so that you can be able to be productive, because that's what you need to do. And you have a preference yourself. You choose to be with younger men because of stamina or whatever the case, or whatever it is that you're looking for. That's your choice. But
well, actually, I like to be with younger men for the simple fact is
training them.
And this is another issue that I'm going to bring about. So once again, please forgive me. This is my opinion.
No.
Stop apologizing. No, because when people speak, you know, it's kind of like, well, that's not me. It's like I understand that. But women in my generation and who I hung out with, when my mom and my dad sent me to college, they didn't send me to college to get married. They sent me to college to have a degree. So when I was in college with all of the guys my age, black guys or whatever, it was like, I can't be with you because my daddy said if I came home with a baby, he going to cut me and kill me. I don't have time for that. So let me not do this. But my counterpart was going to school to find her husband. And so it's like, fine. So when I'm in corporate America with these same guys who are my age, they're married because the women who they were with got an MS. And so we're equal. And literally we're equal. So at one point in time, men really don't particularly care for women to be equal. Not when you're dating them. You don't want them to be equal. So I deal with younger men because I can impress you. I can be comfortable with who I am. I'm not going to compete with you because you're 10 years younger than me, so you're trying to come up kind of where I am, and I'm showing you, like, okay, this is the finer things that you might want to get to. We're not on a competitive level together, so it's comfortable for us to be together. I don't have to compete with you. I don't have to dumb myself down. I don't have to do anything, and I could just be who I am, which allows them, if I'm being who I am, and I'm comfortable with, hey, I can pay the bill. I can top that. I don't have a problem with that. I can be more of a woman, of a lady, and then allow him to do things that are that's manly because, you know, he's like, okay, well, she can do this. I can do that. I don't have that competitive spirit when I'm dealing with somebody younger. And I don't have that competitive spirit when I'm dealing with someone older because then it's reverse. The guy who's older, he's been more places than I've been. And so I can really be more of the lady to be like, okay, you know what? I am going to play this lady role. And I am going to let you do what you need to do. You know why? Not only because you're a man, but because now you're mature with age and you know this is what I want to do, how I want to do it. I've already made the mistakes and that's it. Men my age, we compete. And my whole point is if we compete and this is a war, you will lose because there's not a you or me in a situation. But if I deal with younger or older, I'm comfortable and he's comfortable and there's no combative spirit.
But you know, all that makes sense to me. I mean, and that's your philosophy, and that it makes sense, and it's for you. If that's what you want to do, there's no wrong answer to that. But I get the logic behind why you choose to do that. And I've been in that boat myself, I guess. You know, I've tried younger women, I've had older women, women my age. And you're right with the competition and whatever the case, as far as you know, what you got or where you are in your life, it's what you have or in that case. But most of the time, what I get, though, is not so much as the where you are as far as financially. It's usually the stamina thing or can you hang or this or whatever that a lot of this that you get. And, you know, some of the women, you know, they want to mess with these younger guys, but they don't want to deal with their minds because, you know, these dudes fuck them like rabbits or whatever and stay up all night and shit for them. But the answer to that is this to me. If men would just sit down and just think about how to make love to a woman instead of just thinking about themselves, they can make it last longer. If they just go down on them and come up, do this, go back down, and just make it last and stop trying to worry about the damn end result and make it about the journey and make it about the woman that you with so it can be something that's going to be for a while. So if you make it about the journey, you know, everybody's trying to get the damn nut. Fuck the nut. You'll come, but what I'm saying is don't let that be the important part.
Don't worry about that.
Right,
but yeah,
exactly.
So when you going to write your how-to book?
Well, I need to write it. I really do, because I know how to make love to a woman, and I know how to satisfy a woman. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I know what it takes to take time out, because all it is taking your time and just actually just making it about her. And you got to make love to her mind, first of all, before you even get to the body. See, that's another thing these dudes don't do. They want to take stuff, and they want to, you know, run and think they can just stand on a woman all night. I mean, you need more than just beating some pussy. You know, it's more to it than that. But maybe I do need to write a how-to book. I don't know. But
yes, you need to write a how-to book and be like, okay, brother. Because 9 out of 10 times, if a woman is pushing more about finances, she's already disgusted with the satisfaction that she's not going to get in bed. Anytime he push, I push for finances. Like, you just gonna have to have some money, because it's kind of like you're gonna have to have a reason to be with me, because you can't satisfy me any other way. So you're gonna have to have money. And so that's kind of like, if you see a woman who does that, by default you're gonna know, oh, she's having a problem. And that's one of the things that I saw, which, you know, I was mad because, you know, I can't think of her name right now. She was with my man, Michael Ealy.
Taraji P. Henson?
I don't want to know her name right now because she was with my man. I don't want to know her name right now. Okay. Because I love her to death, but she was with my man. This is the second time she was with one of my men. She was with Jody, too, but I'm going to let her make it with
her. Oh, yeah. Oh, Tyrese.
Yeah. But it's kind of one of those, because my whole point is, if I find a guy who is, and I keep saying it, net worth neutral, which means you don't have any outstanding child support, you don't have any outstanding student loans, they current, I understand you have your stuff, because, you know, if you're doing better, you're going to increase debt. You're going to have debt. I don't have an issue with that. But if you are net worth neutral, and if you are happy in your life, because there are people who can make $200,000 a year and be in debt by $500,000 because they're not happy. But then you can have somebody who making $30,000, $40,000 and almost a millionaire because they're happy, and you can see it in their lives. So I don't look at somebody for the fact that, oh, do you make six figures? I don't care about your six figures. What else can you do that's sustainable? Because we can make six figures, and we can spend seven, and we can still be broke. So that's not a problem. But that situation is like, I can see myself. I could see me being there, because in that situation – I don't want somebody who's at the corporate ladder with me, because I'm already, if I see that person that's on the corporate ladder, I'm already in work mode. And work mode TL is completely different from relationship TL. I'm taking you down. That's just what I need to do. We need to be equal. I need to take you down. But that's
the relationship TL. That's because I'm a Virgo too. See, that's that Virgo side.
I know
the deal on that. But my thing, like I said, if guys would just fucking just relax and shit, and I'm just trying to say this because I'm trying to help people, and I tell a lot of young brothers this a lot too, and I'm not trying to act like I'm all that and expert, but I do know that I have taken time, like I said, with this. I'm not just saying this just to be saying some stuff. I've experienced this. So my thing is if you just take your time, you can make a woman do whatever you want her to do. If you would just do the things that I'm just telling you right now, she'll be doing shit not knowing why she's doing it. And she'll be like, damn, I'm going to let this motherfucker fuck me in the ass. I'm letting him do this shit to me. She really wanted that, but she didn't know she wanted it.
I need you to write your book.
I am going to write it, but seriously, the thing is, I'm serious. I do need to write that book. But the thing is,
you need to write that book.
You just have to be serious about what it is you're doing. A woman and a man, it works both ways. If a woman does what I'm saying and make it about him and he makes it about her, then guess what? It can't be nothing about but y'all, and it's going to be important. It's going to mean something. But, you know, if you just slow down, and that's why I need to call the book, probably slow the fuck down. You know, just slow
down.
Right,
okay, see, that's our anthology. You already got an anthology for 2013. Slow the fuck down.
Okay, because you really need to just take your time and just make it about this woman. And I'm telling you, if you make it about her and she knows it and you made love to her mind, when you get to her, you ain't got to do shit. She's going to be already ready to go. Trust me.
Yep.
So that's
the name of the book.
That's it. So, yeah, but...
that's our 2013 anthology.
In.
Okay.
That's right. I'm part of it if you want me to be. I'll definitely be part of it.
Because it's like that's it. And it's not always about, ooh, if you got 10 inches, because I'm like, 10 inches? We ain't doing too much with 10.
That's another misnomer. I'm glad you said that, because that's another misnomer. With all these motherfuckers thinking that they got a big ass long dick that every woman wants.
You ain't getting
that.
Too far with
not
that. I can
every
take pictures
woman
on
wants
Facebook.
That. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, 8.5 inches is good. And the ones that don't have all that, if they know what they're doing, that's good too. So women stop dogging these men talking about the size of their dicks and shit, like they chose what dick they wanted when they came down here. Oh, I want a 2-inch dick. You know, how in the fuck you gonna blame him for that shit? That motherfucker didn't ask for a little ass dick. But you know, they always say, he ain't got no dick. Well, hell, I don't know what you want him to do. If he know what to do with the little motherfucker, then be happy.
Be
you know,
happy.
If he don't know, then show his ass what to do with it. Stop complaining. You know, that's just me. I mean, I don't know. That's like, okay, if a motherfucker don't know how to eat your pussy, then you teach that motherfucker how to eat your pussy. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But then that's communication, because then she needs
that's
to
right.
know what she
that's
wants.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, see, people, you know, they're quick to throw some shit away. You know,
mm-hmm.
instead of trying to work with it. Now, if the dude got an ego and you're trying to help him and he ain't trying to do something, then okay, let his ass go. He'll find out eventually when he keep losing. But the thing is, if you got somebody that's trying to love you and trying to work with you, then make it work like that. You know, talk. That's
yeah.
all I'm saying. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just this microwave society we live in. It's just, I don't know, people just all in a hurry. I don't know what the fuck they're in a hurry for, but so you know, my thing is, you know, if we just take, like you said, just do the thing, take your time. That's what I do, and you'd be surprised, the results you get when you just take your time. So yeah, but
that's all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you can do.
So that's gonna be the name of the book next year.
Yeah.
Did you write it down?
You
okay.
see how I spelled it, too.
You wrote it in the chat room? You wrote it in the chat? Let me go in the
chat
room.
Yes, I wrote it in the chat.
Okay, so let me go in here and see where you got it at. Slow the... Oh, yeah, I got that. Slow the fuck down. That's how you're going to have to do it, because you can't put it the other way out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
That'll work,
show anthology.
That'll work. Yeah.
You got show anthology.
I got the story in my mind right now how I would write it. I would write it about this stupid-ass motherfucker who'd be fucking up. And then I would write about this other dude who sees him fucking up and tell him what he needs to do to try to get it right before he loses a woman or some shit. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, and that's it. And it's kind of like there's
yeah.
ways. I think another person you need to get is DV. Because
he has a lot
of information.
He does. He's very, very smart. I don't know what happened to him now. He dropped off. But, yeah, he's very smart. That's why I wanted him to be the co-host of my show, because I knew DV was very, very knowledgeable and he likes to play devil's advocate a lot too with stuff, and I like how he does that to get people to talk. You know, that's one of the reasons why I wanted him on the show, and he's a great writer as well. So, you know, there's reasons, and we usually have two women on the show. They're not on tonight. Miss Cotton is pretty good. I used to talk with her before. She's very knowledgeable as well, and we had another lady who's been sick, so we haven't had her on. But you know, we try to. Bring even though we talk a lot of shit on the show, we do bring some helpful things to help people as well. So, and I like people to come on and talk about their books and what they're doing, but we also like to talk about relationships and stuff like that, because people actually learn from here
mm-hmm.
and they get some stuff, they take it and go forth. So, you know, that's what it's about. And we always love to have you on the show because you're so smart too. I mean, gosh,
because
you know,
I'll be
so
talking
much.
Crazy with you.
But it's okay, though, because that's what it's about, and we want people to do that. You know, come on here and be themselves. That's why I never give questions, like a lot of talk shows. They'll give you questions, pre-questions for you to answer and all that. I don't do that. I want you coming from the box. I want you talking shit from it within as it comes out. You know, I want to see that. That's what I want to do. So, you know,
yeah.
we talk about it. It's rememberable. You're comfortable. You can be you. You want to come back. That's what I like. So
yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Mhm. So how's the rest of your authors? What about what's the brother's name that wrote the book about the teacher that was that you had? Yeah. How's he doing? I haven't heard.
He is amazing.
I heard his book
actually,
was doing well.
His book is doing very, very well, and he's actually
mm-hmm.
writing Broken Gems too. But he took time off. Yeah, he took time off because he's finishing, I think, his second master's. So
oh, yeah.
T.J.
Okay.
Haynes, Yeah, he is doing wonderful. He's doing really wonderful. So he's going to be writing Broken Gems, too. We have Ellen Blakely.
Brooklyn Bourne, where is he at?
He's in Connecticut.
Oh, Wicked. Okay.
Yeah. So Ellen Blakely is in Atlanta. She is working on her second installment of the Wicked Chronicles.
Oh, yeah.
And so, her book, because now she and I, this is the one thing that I like about the authors who think outside the box. She's writing this second book from a male's point of view, which is very difficult.
Right.
Yeah, and you really have to shed a lot of your, I guess, biases to really make that book sell.
Right.
You know, you really have to. And so she's pushing that. And so that book is going to be coming out. I know this is scary for you to hear, but Jean and I are doing a collaboration.
Oh, my God. How are y'all? What the? I don't know what y'all writing. Well, she dropped out. She thought the show was over at when I put that intermission song in there. She thought it was over. But anyway, y'all are doing something together? How the hell y'all?
Yes.
I can imagine
she
what that's
likes
be. What is it, the devil and what? How y'all going to do this?
Well, actually, her last book, it's called Full House. It came out late last year. That was the end of her deck of cards series.
Uh-huh.
And she had a villain that was in Deuces Wild, which was the third book, that she couldn't kill. As much as she tried to, she couldn't kill her.
Uh-huh.
And so basically she had to use a couple of my characters to kill her.
Wow.
So my characters kind of dipped over there and kind of helped her out with her situation. And then they said, well, we're going to stay for a minute. And she said, okay.
Okay.
So, yeah,
well,
we've
damn.
Been doing a collaboration. Oh, yeah. That was going to
be
different. Yeah, she is a little crazy, and she calls me a little touched. So I don't know.
Oh, damn. Wow.
She kills me with how she kill people, and I guess I kill her because I'm being like, okay, we need to flip it up, we need to turn it upside down, and let's see how long you can last on a handstand, and that's just me. So it's gonna be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet because shit, y'all some crazy ass people. So I can imagine. When y'all get it out, y'all, you know you better come back on the show so we can talk about it. You know that.
Oh, you know we are. So tell me about this part. You got to have a get lit party. You know you got to have a get lit party.
Well, you know what I wanted to do? I might, because I was going to do this for my birthday, but I'm probably not going to do it now because I'm going on a cruise instead in Labor Day.
Don't tell Gene.
So this. Oh, damn. Okay. But I'm going to the literary thing. It's in September. I'm going to be there for that.
Yeah.
I'll be back from the cruise for that. So I wanted to have a masquerade ball.
Ooh.
I was going to have that for my birthday. But since we're going to be in St. Louis, I'm going to see if we can try to do that shit down there. I don't know if Tanisha would let us, well, want it. But, I guess if I'm funding the shit, she won't say nothing.
She'll work that out in group. That would be great.
Yeah.
And you know how Virgos are. We celebrate all month anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I would love to do it because I'm trying to do it like Eyes Wide Shut now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it can be wide. You know, it could be like, okay, here we are. We all dressed up in our shit. We being there with our mask on. And then whatever happens after that is what happens. You know what I'm saying? You know? You know me. I'm a freak. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it like it is. So, you know, nobody know who they are. And then they go, you know, they party for a little while. And then at 12 or whatever, you go off into whatever you want to do. Of course,
she
probably won't be part of that. I'm going to have to do that shit in another place because
well,
that
you know,
lady is
all
not.
All of a sudden, it was some website that I got on, and I can't remember what it was, but I was sending my book to that group. And then all of a sudden, literally at the same time, I would get an email about some Bible study thing. Literally 5 seconds later, I was getting like this personal email to go to these sex parties. And I'm sitting here, why am I getting those? And literally, they come 5 seconds apart from each other and on the same day. So it's like, okay, somebody here. I don't know.
Well,
I don't
know.
Now I know.
But
you got to do
something. Yeah, really, because, I mean, I gave that one party, and everybody liked it. You know, we had Eric Jerome Dickey and all in there, and, you know, he's my frat brother, so he was all down to earth and all that and all cool and shit. And then it was, let's see, Rotunda, Tate Billingsley was there, and Victoria, Christopher Murray, and a few others, all those Christian fiction writers. And they were there, and actually been on the show. That's the one I was talking about earlier that's been on the show and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, it's we got to do something, because you can't just not, I mean, you know, you go to these conferences all the time, and they don't have nothing going on. Once you go to your room afterwards and shit, I mean, what the fuck are you going to do? I mean, you know, it's nothing wrong with partying, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit. You ain't got to get bucked wild, but, and I gave,
but
like I said,
party.
I gave the party here.
And that's one of the reasons why Fee Inc. decided, instead of just kind of being a part, not being a part, because we are a part of the National Black Book Festival that happens in Houston,
right.
And it's going to be from the June 8th to the 10th. But it's like, okay, we need to do something else, because you have people flying in, and then what are they going to do? And it's like, okay, you know what we can do? Because I love a good party, and I love live music. I don't care if it's jazz or whatever.
So
it's like, okay, we're fixing to have us some live music. And we have a live jazz band. I think Joe Carmouche is going to be there. We're going to have a buffet, Italian buffet. So we're going to feed you. And we're working it out with the actual club owner. If we get enough tickets sold, that it won't be a cash bar, but they'll actually have bottle service. So we're working on that. Yes. It's going to be bottle service at every door, I mean, at every table. So it's like, we need to get these tickets up.
That sounds good. Now, what are some of the authors that are you think that's going to be coming to this event? Or is it just your authors and the public, or how is that working?
Actually, it's open to the public.
Okay.
It's open to the public, so anybody can come. Last year we had DV, and we had, what is her name? Miss Roberts, Melanie Roberts. We had Tamika Newhouse. We had all of the Phoenix authors that were there. So we had.
I'm going to just laugh at that. Anyway.
Yeah. Just keep it moving. And so then.
She's wired the fuck
we
over.
Had
anyway,
a lot
I'm going to leave
of
that alone.
Yeah. We had Anna Black come in from that one.
Right.
We had a lot of people. There's a good friend of mine. I can't think of her name right now. But she was there. So we have a lot of authors that come in, because what we do is we kind of go in the day of, or we try to hit them up the day before or weeks before and let them know, if you come in, you know, let us know, because then we can get you in VIP and you can sit at, you know, in the VIP room. And so I do know that, and I'm hoping, you know, I'm like, if I need a hook on the side, let me know. But I do know that Eric Jerome Dickey is going to be in Houston, and Walter Mosley is supposed to be there.
You know, that would be great. Now, if they come in, I know I got to come down. Well, just to see Walter Mosley, because I mean, I know Eric, but I want to see Walter Mosley, man, because that would be an honor just to be in the same room with that dude, man. I'm serious. You know, I've never met him, and I would love to meet him, you know.
He's great. He's supposed to be there at 2 o'clock on Saturday. So I know Eric Jerome is supposed to be there noon on Saturday.
Right. Yeah, Eric, so damn, you met him before, haven't you? Yeah, okay, so you know how he is, okay.
Very late.
It's crazy.
And so that's why I'm like, dude, if I get you free drinks and a live buffet, and you sit in the VIP room, I got you, and live jazz music, because we have
now,
this.
When is that again? So I think I'm going to have to make it down to that for real, seriously. That weekend, I'm going to have to come. June, right?
It's June 9th. And it's June 9th. And to get any details, all you have to do, and don't laugh at me, but you can go to the website called, it's www.real-readers-get-lit. So Real Readers Get Lit.
Okay.
Basically what we're doing, and we do it every year. Like I said, it's our third year that we're doing it. But proceeds of the ticket sales go to a cause. And this year, we're actually going to be sponsoring the Texas Literacy Connection Corp. And what they do is they go into the inner cities, and they help a lot with the children and also adults, helping them kind of how to read. And basically, one of the things that we do, I personally do when I kind of give back, is I call it paying forward. Because if I can get this little kid to read, you know, while he's in first and second and third grade, and really build him up and boost him up, by the time he's old enough to read my book, I have a customer. So I'd rather just kind of push it because it's like I need you to be a customer.
I know that's right. That's a good way of looking at that shit too. And let me get a quick shout out to Imani True. She's in the chat room.
That's my girl
right there. Always support her. She supports me too. So Imani, you get your tickets, get your money ready. We're gonna go to this thing in Texas. If you're listening to me, I know you're out there listening. So let's go. We want to go see Mr. Mosley, and I want to see Eric again. That's crazy ass. But that'd be good. I'm going to have to try to do that for real because I need to do some moving around and, people need to get to know who I am because I move, but not enough. I got to get around some more, And
well, let me know because basically what we're doing is, like, if you show up, you bring your books with you.
Right,
and you set up your little table and you can hang out because how we have it is last year I know we had it by the tables. So instead of you sitting, you standing behind this long 8-inch table, you sitting down breaking bread and drinking, wine with your future fans and you telling them about your book. And they go, oh, I would like to have a book. And you're like, bam, here you go.
Okay.
So it's also another way to sell your books. So it's not just necessarily sitting down and laughing and chatting, but if you have a chance to be able to sell a book right there, you bring your books with you. We're going to have
ours.
We definitely celebrate.
I just want to break bread. But I'll sell some books now, man. Don't get me wrong. I'll sell some books. But just being
honored
to
make
be
your money,
part boo-boo. Of that. Yeah, I know that. You're right. You know that. You know I do.
Make your money, boo-boo.
That's right. I'm doing that for sure. But, shit, we got 18 minutes. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and give you a chance to tell people how to get your books and a little bit more about where you're going to be. And if you want to talk more about the event coming up, you can talk a little bit more about that. But basically just kind of tell them how they can get your books.
Okay. Well, basically the easiest way to get my books is if you go to the website called Fee Inc., and that's PHEINK.com. And to anyone who wants even a taste of what our writing is, we have a publisher's catalog. And if you send me an email or sign up for our newsletter, we will definitely send you an email and ask you, do you want the catalog in print? We have it in Kindle. We have it on Nook. We have it any way that you want it. And basically that's what we give out free to anybody who wants a taste. If you think you can handle it, then you can go buy the books. But if you want a taste, and that's of all of our titles, we give out the publisher's catalog for free. And so
that's a good idea. That's a damn good idea.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to cut in there. That's a good idea.
Oh, that's okay. Because basically what it is, it's a marketing tool. I wouldn't say it's no different than handing out a bookmark because you actually get to dip your toes into the stories.
Right.
And so it's like, wow, you already know kind of what to expect. And then you don't necessarily have to give away your revenue, which is your books. Because our books, when we give away, we're giving away revenue. But this is kind of like.
That's that business side of y'all love. See, that's that damn business side of y'all love. I tell you, that's the NBA coming out now and shit.
Boo-boo, you and I going to do things together. You know I got you.
Okay, please do, because I got you, baby. Come on.
I got you. You are my work in progress. You know that you and I are going to do things together. We already had that discussion. Yeah.
That's right. We have.
I got you.
We have. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, that's what we give out to anybody who's like, ooh, can I even try to read or I want to see what you're about. Like I said, we're having a party in June. It's on June 9th, and it's the week of the National Black Book Festival that happens in Houston. And if you want to get any more information, it's www.real-readers-get-lit.com. And the tickets are on sale. And if we get enough tickets, like I'm telling everybody, we can do bottle service the whole night. And that's kind of what I'm hoping for. Because if we could take that club over, we're doing bottle service.
I know that's right. I'm planning for that damn weekend. I'm coming. Fuck it. If it ain't nothing to do with just a party, I'm coming to that. Because I just want to come down, man.
You need to come down.
I am. Because it ain't that far. I mean, Houston is not that far from here. I mean, I'm right here, so... Right on the line. But
definitely.
And I love you.
And so I'll be up with you in September.
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get enough of me in June in Houston, then I'll get the rest in September. And we both going to be celebrating our birthday that month.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'll be 31.
Really? Yeah, 31. Okay. All right, 31. But you got to be what you want to be. If that's what you want to be, 31, then you be 31.
Hey, I'm 31.
That's okay, baby.
All day long.
Okay.
Until I get on that elliptical and then I show my true age.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you. But I, you know, I'm glad to have you on. We got like 15 minutes. I don't want to let you go yet, but
you got me.
It's always good having you on the show. And like I said, when you know, whenever I can get you on, I always let you know. And yeah, you can come on anytime you want. You don't have to be invited. You know, it's, and I tell that to all the people. If they just want to come on and shout for a second, say something mm-hmm. about a book or whatever that's coming out, they can do that. I mean, I have no problems with that. You know, as long as we support each other, that's it. You know, I try to help people. You know, that's what I do. So.
Well,
you know,
I have a couple of things. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I do have a couple of things that I want to talk to you offline, but online I would love to take over your word, sexy, because we usually do that when we have an anthology or a new whatever, that we do have all of the authors come on, and we call it a Fee Inc. takeover because it's all of us on there, and we would love it. And I don't know if you can handle 8 crazy women.
Oh, man. You know, I was showing a fuck try. Hell yeah, I'll try. Y'all come on. Yeah, come on the show. Well, matter of fact, we need to go on and schedule that. When do you want to do that?
Whenever you
ready. I got some openers. How about August 6th?
Okay.
Fee
Inc. We have a Fee Inc. takeover.
Okay. I'm going to call it that, too. Fee Inc. takeover. I got you scheduled right now for August 6th, Word Sexy Radio, same time, same channel, right here.
Woo! And if you can handle it, we're going to be there.
You know, I can't handle now. Come on now. And I have to dodge Ryan now. If y'all going to be on me like that, shit, come on.
Well, if Miss True said that she had to tone it down and she was dealing with us, that should tell you she's out the box. And her story, I can't say that I have a favorite story, but I can say that I have favorite pieces in every story, because every story was so dynamic and so different and so just, it's like, oh, my God, it just really happened.
I can imagine. So when is it dropping again?
Actually, it's the e-book is actually dropping this week. So I'm thinking Wednesday, but it might be Friday. And then the printed book, we're celebrating on June 9th. So we have a couple of things that we're celebrating. But the e-book will actually be out no later than Friday.
Oh,
but we have some stories for you. Oh, my God. It's from Imani to Gene to J.A. to L.M. And for me to be out the box and crazy, I think my story was the only one that was sane. And that's just scary.
What? You ain't lying. Yeah, okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
Y'all hurry right here on Word Sexy Radio. She said that hers was the softest of all the stories.
Mine was the softest.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Okay. Well, you know, I'm hearing it right here. I'm seeing Imani talking about Suspect is a great collection. I bet it is. She's good.
Yes.
You know, Imani's a great. She's great. She can really write.
Oh, I love her.
You know, the anthology did with Dream of Sky, and then now this thing that she's got out now with the book, and I don't want to say the name because I'll mess it up, but that damn book is good because I did a review. I read it. It was actually good. And I don't read a lot of people's books. I'm going to tell you right now, because the reason why is not that I don't care or anything like that. You know, I try to have stuff for the people that's coming on. I try to read their stuff. But I don't want to cloud my mind with their thoughts. That's the reason why I don't do that, because I know I'm still writing too. And hers is a little something. That's the name of it. That damn book is off the damn chain. If y'all don't, I'm putting it out there for your money. Your book is the shit. So y'all need to pick that up.
Actually, this year I'm not writing, so I'm getting a chance to read a lot of other people's books. And hers.
So I don't know what you.
I'm ready.
I don't know what you're gonna do after this damn empire. What the hell is he gonna do? That's gonna chop.
Oh,
back?
You have
I know
idea.
You got something.
Oh my God!
I know you got something.
Uh huh.
Oh,
my little brain is going crazy. But I have one more other person because she is scaring me because she has read my books and she know my characters better than I do. So I'm gonna call out her name, because they probably will come and visit her and they'll probably do something to me. So Miss Darren. Her book is actually next to the last story because my book was so soft and her story was so, like, jarring. I had to put mine on the end to make it soft and make everybody know that it's okay. The VE is a good company. We're not that out the box.
Shit. Miss Darren been on here all. She been on here going. What is she? Okay, she got this son on here. The little face is mad and shit. What the fuck's wrong with it? Why is it cussing and shit?
Oh, see, because okay. She fell in love with one of my characters named Merrick, and her and Merrick have been close. And so Merrick actually has left Texas and went up there to hang out with her. And I'm fixing to tell her she can keep his monkey butt.
Okay. She laughing her ass off now. She got to laugh my ass off. Okay. Well, laugh your ass off then. But that's all. Wow. I can't wait to get it. I definitely want my signed copy. I want everybody to sign it, too. I want to get a copy. And I'm going to support you. I'm going to go and get the ebook too. And, you know, we definitely going to keep up with each other because, you know, I love you. You know that. So you got to stay with me.
And you and I, we got some things in the works. So
okay.
We already figured out what we're going to do with our anthology, but we have some other things in the works that you and I, we're going to be together for a while.
I have no problems, baby. Bring it on.
And if you can man up and handle this, but you got to move to Texas. You can just work it out.
Hey, you know, there's really nothing here to keep me in Kansas City. I don't have no woman. I don't have nothing here. If I had to move, I can see that. That's not a problem. But anyway, we're going to work this thing. No matter what, whether I have to fly down every weekend or whatever, we're going to work it out. We'll definitely do that. But, you know, I really want to thank you so much for coming on. And, you know, you can give a... We got like 8 minutes. You can do a couple of shout outs if you like, and then after that, we're going to probably go ahead and kind of let you go because you've been talking, and it's been great. I mean, 2 hours just like that. It doesn't even seem like
it. I know. It is so crazy.
When you're having fun, it just rolls like that. I don't know what happened to DB.
He probably thought you were going to turn him up, stick him in the ass or some shit.
Well, when you start talking about putting strap ons on and shit and doing men, he runs. It hurts. I don't know if he's scared or he just. Think he's gonna yield to it and like it or something? I don't know what. I know he gonna get me next week for this.
No, he will.
For saying that, but I don't know. I mean, you know, he tried to say I like men. I don't, and it's nothing wrong with people who do. But you know, I'm just not into that. Now I do everything else, but I just don't do that. You know,
he said
everybody
I do 99 things, but that ain't one.
That ain't one of them. That's just not it. You know, I mean, I watch some other dudes do each other if they want to. I just don't want to be part of the shit. You know?
Hey, that's the best
you know,
form, but that's a
pussy,
different show.
That's what I do. You know, that's my thing. I'm a pussy eater. Yeah, you know, that's why I'm a red snapper. But anyway,
I'm gonna let you
got their own preference what they like. Say what?
I said
what
I'm gonna
say?
Let you make it.
You gonna let me take it? Because I shouldn't have said that.
I'm gonna
okay,
let you
I'm
make
sorry.
It. I'm gonna let you make it on that, Mr. Snapper. Chop chop on you.
All right. Okay, well, I tell you what, you know, I can back up what I say, and it ain't about me, but, yeah, I can do that. I have not been told. Well, y'all already heard my philosophy, so y'all know I can do some shit.
I got you. And say that for the book. Say that for the book.
I will.
It's coming out, 2013, so get the writing.
All right, I will. All right, so I'm going to go on and let you go. I'm going to play something here as we go, but I appreciate you coming on, and please don't be a stranger. If you ever need anything, just let me know, and we'll get it out there. We'll get it on the show or whatever, okay?
All righty. Thank you for having me.
All right. No problem. So we're going to go ahead on and play this with one of my favorite songs here, Touch the Dream. I know it's old, but I like it, so.
Hey.
That's it.
Last night felt the skies open up and rain down heaven. Last night I felt the sun, the moon and stars come together.
Oh, yeah.
Last night I heard an angel speak to me, said us forever.
Oh, yeah.
And while we were making love, I saw visions of a tropical river. Last night I touched the dream. When you were here with me, last night I
touched the dream.
Girl, you fulfilled my fantasy.
your heart.